a radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's Gallant. That's a G, yo. And George.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah!
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant and Joe George.
All right, the NBA playoffs are rolling along. The Lakers got eliminated last night. The Suns have been eliminated. The Cavs are on their way out. This will be the first time in, I forgot the year, but a very, very long time. Very, 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 very long time. The second round of the NBA playoffs will not include Steph Curry, LeBron James, or Kevin Durant.
Right.
I think it's like 2007?
08, 09.
08, 09?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
The NBA ratings are going to be in a tough spot.
Are the ratings going to be down? I mean, it might be. Are they still the same draw that they used to be? Are you going out of your way to, if you watch the NBA, watch those three?
No.
I think here in Houston, we kind of go out of our way to not watch Steph Curry and the Warriors. Generally, we bury our head in the sands when that team is playing. With Durant, I think there's some Texas fans that still like Durant, but I don't know about him. And yeah, there's definitely Laker fans who live in Houston, no doubt about it. But I don't know. I feel like right now the lack of interest maybe in this city in the NBA is more to do with the fact that the Rockets have been taking so long to get back on track.
It's more the people that aren't NBA fans that are just like, see, like, oh, LeBron's playing. Oh, Steph Curry's playing. Like, those are the three best, or at least the two biggest stars of just, oh, this guy's playing? That's what it is with Curry and LeBron. Less so with Durant.
By the way, just a reminder, if you want to win a $25 gift card to Highway Cantina, call in 10 minutes. You'll have your chance to perform a Highway Cantina song for us.
Okay.
And we'll choose the best one.
Interesting.
Yeah, so that's in 10 minutes from now.
Well, I wonder if the guy who's been on hold for 40 minutes to talk about the Dallas Cowboys. I mean, we're talking about the Lakers. We may as well talk about his second favorite team. Right?
Should we talk about Duke and the Yankees next?
Yeah.
Just cover it all?
What else would we talk about in that bandwagon territory? The Chiefs?
Now, I feel like if you're a Cowboys fan, you're not a Chiefs fan.
Oh, let's not act
you
like
that. You think they are?
Let's not act like they're above that.
That's fair. And then I guess, I don't know what football team they root for in college. Is it Bama?
I don't know. I do know that they're trying to get the Chiefs to move to Dallas, though. So
whatever.
What, the mayor said that? I bet a lot of people that live in that city would co-sign that and be like,
oh, of
yeah,
course.
We're done with the Cowboys.
A good football team?
We're done.
But who is your, like, on your watch list?
For guys that I want the Rockets to bring in?
Yeah.
I really want to see, and this series isn't over yet, I really want to see what happens at the end of this Bucks season. They're down 3-1 to the Pacers.
I'm curious, too.
My number one is Giannis. He's worked out with Hakeem Olajuwon. He loves food. Houston has great food. Houston has a lot of other things, too. Seems like he's a little horny based off of some comments that he makes from time to time about his wife.
As discussed, maybe he likes
from time to time. Houston, not great beaches, does have great strip clubs. If his wife lets him go to those things, I don't know. That could be a draw as well.
Probably better beaches than Milwaukee, though.
He plays basketball like a football player, which I love. He has been one of the best players in the NBA for at least 5 years in a row. He is very likable. I want this man more than anyone possible.
Yeah.
Giannis. I don't know if it's possible to get him. I really don't, but I wonder if the Bucks look at themselves in the mirror after going all in to get Damian Lillard and to make Giannis happy, seemingly. I wonder if he still looks at Milwaukee and thinks to himself, yeah, I want to stay here. Yeah, I can make it happen here. Because obviously,
I wonder that too.
It seems like there's a chance at Kevin Durant, based off of LeBron's comments last night, it seems like there's a chance LeBron will be a free agent, though that just involves a lot. But if the Rockets go to get anybody this offseason, the guy that I want is Giannis.
Yeah, he's definitely at the top of the list. LeBron James is always going to come up in some capacity. Here's LeBron James yesterday. He was asked if that was it as a member of the Lakers.
Tonight, was there any thought at all that, you know, this could have been your last game with the Lakers?
I'm not going to answer that. Appreciate it.
Not going to answer that.
And then he walked off.
He appreciates it.
Leave it to him to make the end of the season about him. That's who he is. That's how he's always been. I will say, if you are LeBron, yeah, you got to weigh your options. Are you going to be able to win another championship? Are you even being looked at by teams across the league as somebody who can carry a team to a championship?
I don't think it matters.
You don't?
I take more into what Shams reported yesterday. That Which the Lakers was. Are considering drafting Bronny to make LeBron happy.
I did see that report.
I just wonder, like, if that matters. I think that matters more for LeBron as a dad, as someone like he's who just has pushed this narrative so much that he wants to play with his son. Now, like, I don't know what he's going to do if he's only going to, like, he's going to go back into games when his team's down by 20, because that's when Bronny's going to be getting NBA minutes, I guess, but because he's not a starting NBA player. But if Bronny comes out this year, he's going to get overdrafted, and someone's going to do it with the hope of luring LeBron.
If he gets drafted at all, that is legitimately, at the end of Say Anything, John Cusack holding up a boombox, playing Your Eyes by Peter Gabriel. I mean, it is so desperate.
It's so desperate.
Desperate to the point of being, as the kids say, cringe. Any team who does this offseason, know that you will be laughed at and know that it is deserved. It's definitely different to draft Bronny James, the son of LeBron James, than Shabazz Napier, like the Heat did, to try and keep LeBron around. It's still pathetic.
Here's the thing.
It'll sell tickets.
Do it.
Yeah, like having LeBron on your team is worth a second round pick.
I don't want
this.
I don't want
this draft sucks. This draft is not good.
In a good draft, like,
yeah,
you're basically trading a second round pick for LeBron James.
Yeah. Dude, take
a guy who's still
playing great.
If the Rockets get the 10th pick in the draft, I don't care. If LeBron's coming, do it.
Oh, they'll have to cut Boban to make room for Bronny James.
Because Bronny's the new Boban. That's what's going to happen in the NBA. He's going to get cheered for at the end of games like he's Boban Marjanovic.
I don't think he
will. No, he's legitimately, I think, everything that Americans hate, like a byproduct of nepotism.
Probably.
We like to think that we are a country of equal opportunity, but in reality, we're not. It's like, hey, if you got money, great.
I mean, yeah, old school here says it's
parents, it's high places, great.
Thanasis 2.0.
Yeah.
Giannis and Lillard were out the other day, and the Bucks played 10 guys without them, and they didn't play Thanas.
Is it worth
Thanasis?
Thanasis.
You almost made up Thanas.
That's what I did. That's literally what I did.
Is it worth sacrificing literally everything Ime Udoka has built in the last calendar year to bring in what accounts to
a bitch?
Ime
Udoka said it.
Ime Udoka said, stop bitching. You're a soft boy. Soft boys every single Wednesday here on the Galan and George radio program. Is it worth it to bring in LeBron when you bring in somebody like that? Whatever your program is, good luck. Good luck. Even if the players bought into it last year, LeBron comes in, no matter what. Mm. At first, all of the players are going to do whatever they can to get on LeBron's good side. And then some will find out the hard way that that's just not possible, and then they will maybe start to regret that they have moved from one direction to another. Well, if you bring in LeBron, you are completely castrating Ime Udoka.
This is not something teams that are like serious should do. Honestly, it should be either the Lakers to keep LeBron, also not that serious of a team, or a team that is like utterly – a team that actually just having LeBron on your team would like just generate so much more extra interest that it becomes worth it.
Well, that's the problem though, because if we look at the actual basketball operations for the Rockets, I feel like over the last calendar year, Rafael Stone has certainly done well. I think with Ime Udoka, he's done great. But if you're Tillman Fertitta or you're Patrick Fertitta and you have the chance to add someone like LeBron and make your franchise relevant, even if it's just for LeBron on a level that they haven't been in a very long time, as a business person, you realize how much of a W that would be, even if it's super temporary and super short-lived.
The one player I'm looking out for the most, besides, because I'm with you on Giannis, I'm a little concerned about the injury stuff for him because it seems to be happening more and more frequently. So the number one guy on my list is Devin Booker. He's the guy I'm most fascinated with because, like, he's been loyal to that franchise. They were an awful run. They were awfully run. He stuck with it. He wasn't, like, a vocal complainer. They get Chris Paul. They figure it out. And then they do this all-in move with KD and Beal. And it kind of blows up in their face in this first year. Blows up in their face. I wonder if Booker would be – if Durant – demands a trade, I wonder if Booker joins him. And it would be harder for them to make this move, but you have this idiot running this team now, Matt Ishbia, the new owner. I mean, he clearly has no idea what he's doing. And
I mean, yeah, he's even getting shoved by players in the middle of games. Yeah,
like, I wonder. I wonder if Booker could be made available this offseason. And if you can make that move, whatever you want.
He's in the spot where it's...
You don't have enough.
Well, just like Phoenix is also like, hey, we're not going to trade him unless he not only demands a trade, but like kind of makes it ugly too. Because they basically have no... Like we've been talking about with the Nets and the Rockets having all the Nets picks. Therefore, the Nets have no incentive to be bad.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with the Suns, where there's actually not any incentive for them to be bad. So any move they make, they have to at least remain decent.
Yeah.
So they're not going to, I mean, maybe they end up doing it, but right now, because they're, again, an illogical team, but there's no reason that they should take a salary matching poo-poo platter and Jalen Green.
And all the Brooklyn picks.
Yeah, because it's like, cool, now we're just hoping that Brooklyn stinks. It's not a great plan. What the better plan would be to just either try to just do it again, try to be decent again, or to maybe trade Durant and keep Booker.
Yeah.
You don't have enough, I think, to even get Booker too. You know, I would love to see them at least.
I think they do.
No, you don't have that.
I would say I don't think there's not a team in the NBA that has better assets than the Rockets.
Well, the Thunder.
Yes.
They have
200 first-round picks.
I don't know. I mean, you're talking about not James Harden, Ben Simmons, like a couple of years ago. This is, to me, you know, top 10, top 5 player who's young.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, this is every Brooklyn pick, every pick that you can trade. And you're probably talking about Jalen Green and Amen Thompson.
Even then, I do wonder.
Like, yeah.
I think Booker's shown that he's the kind of player
Top five players don't get swept in the first round.
Yeah, I mean, every player is gettable.
top five players don't get swept in the first round by a player who dominates you, who plays the same position as you do. Anthony Edwards.
Yeah, that guy. Whew, he's special.
Not available, I'm guessing.
Definitely not available.
Would have been nice if he was available.
Not available.
Would have been nice if he was available. Well, okay.
Would you take KD?
That's what I was about to look at. Yeah. So Kevin Durant's contract expires 2 years from now. He's got this coming season. He's got another season. He will be 38 when he is a free agent. He will be 36 when this year starts. You're talking about $50 million each of the next two seasons against your cap. I think he's gettable, much more gettable than Devin Booker. But I also think you got to wonder, does he look at the Rockets as a place where he can win? Because ultimately, it's going to be about can Durant get a title and seem like he won the title on his own? Because I think at this point, I think more than anything, especially after he's been on a couple of super teams, I think he would like to be the headliner for a title team.
Same thing with LeBron. Kevin Durant also. You're not winning a title with them as your best player.
Yeah.
They're too old at this point.
And they don't play any defense. Like, yeah, I wonder if Ime would have any interest in
it. It's also like with LeBron, he played well in the Nuggets series, but we've seen what what actually top-shelf LeBron winning championships is, and that is like affecting every single play on offense and defense for a full game.
Yeah.
And dragging a team to the finals. And he's still great. He can still do it in spurts, But when you saw in a series against the actual best player in the league, he cannot do that. He cannot rise up to that level. Same thing with Durant. And another thing you have to remember with these guys that are 38 and 35 years old, 36 years old, do they want to play with 21-year-old Alperen Şengün? Do they want to play with 22-year-old or 21-year-old Tari Eason and Amin Thompson and Cam Whitmore not passing it to him? Like, do they want to play with these guys? I don't think they want to play with these guys.
Maybe if those guys can shoulder the load since they're up there in age, maybe. But that, again, is a matter of, does Durant look at this team and think that it gives him a better chance? So what you said, Sean, yeah, you're right. Durant, LeBron, they're just not on their own anymore.
They're not those guys anymore.
But could they be the best player or highest profile player on a team? I think that Durant makes you, at the very least, a playoff team. Obviously, that's great. You would take that at a heartbeat. Would having a guy like him on your team put you in the realm, though, where you think you can win?
Probably not.
No.
Yeah.
The Phoenix Suns. just look at the Phoenix Suns.
So to go back to where I was saying with, like, why maybe the Fertittas would look at LeBron, like, same reason that they would potentially look at Durant. And I think this is what's going to be really interesting, is to see just how much autonomy Ime Udoka, who I think is running the show, and Rafael Stone is probably got his own say, but is listening more so. Can they tell, will they tell the Fertitta family, who will probably look at LeBron and Durant and realize this will give us eyeballs and relevance and money. Mm-hmm. Is it worth it to just be relevant if you're not even a title contender?
Yeah, that's a good question.
If you believe the reports, that is basically what Ime Udoka did last summer with Fred VanVleet versus James Harden. Mm-hmm. Was the plan before they hired Fred VanVleet, or before they hired Ime Udoka, was to get James Harden. And Ime Udoka's like,
No thanks. But with Harden, I think it's different than those two.
Well, locally, you're raising your profile so much more.
True, but is it about the local profile in a city that's really not that diehard about basketball as much as, you know, like finding yourself featured on SportsCenter or doing what they did when they first got Yao Ming, which was just become more of an international brand? Like, don't you want to sell, like, Rockets jerseys that have Kevin Durant or LeBron on them?
I get what you're saying. And yes, I guess, as, like, business-wise, you'd want the three biggest stars in the world, or I guess the two biggest stars. We started talking about, are people still watching the playoffs for LeBron and AD, or LeBron and KD and Steph Curry? And then now we're talking about, well, obviously, you'd make so much money if you just have these guys on your team. It's two different arguments. But the, but what you also have to remember, and this is why I think this is just not going to happen, these guys have to want to play on this team. Like, they can't, they're not going to get traded against their will.
Why are you so
will.
Convinced that they wouldn't want to be here? Like, because, if they don't want to be in their situation, why would they not look at this positively?
Guys don't want to play with guys that are 15 years younger than them.
But there's only, I mean, but your core is young. But you have Fred, you have Dylan, you have Adams.
How would you match the salary to trade for these
guys? You'd have to move some of those guys.
That's going to be a big option.
you'd have to trade the guys they want to play with.
That's true.
I mean, LeBron would be legitimately the easiest to make happen if he, as you said, Sean, wants to come here, which is certainly a big if.
He didn't want to play here with Chris Paul, his friend.
Exactly.
he didn't want to play with Becker good.
My pushback to that is that's Daryl. That's my honest opinion. Is like the reason why people didn't want to come here is what J.J. Redick's talked about, where it's like,
yeah, I think that's fair.
You're not a player in an organization. You're not trying to win a championship. You are just the next asset to get moved.
Exactly.
In the mind of Daryl Morey.
Harden was the only one that was immune from that.
Yeah, I hope the view of the Rockets organization has changed in that way.
Well, views can change really quick. I mean, look at the Texans right now. So that's not to say it's impossible for them to have changed a lot of opinions. And things are significantly different than they were in the 3 years before. Though, to what you were saying, Joe, I do think, too, you know, like, is LeBron really going to say no to every option? Like, the Lakers have the card in the back of their pocket. The Lakers have always gone above and beyond to support stars, and they would do the drafting of Bronny. Mm-hmm. I mean, they gave Kobe that extension. It was a terrible extension. It's a completely unnecessary extension, but they're like, no, but you're Kobe. We will treat Kobe right. So there's that, but who else, I guess, is looking at LeBron and saying, like, yeah, not only will we potentially sign him and basically let him do whatever he wants, we will also draft his son. And I don't know that Udoka and Stone would feel that way, but I could easily see Tillman Fertitta saying, come on, it's LeBron, even if it's a year.
Yeah.
You also have to remember, though, you have to have cap space to make this happen.
That's true, and they do not have any.
Yeah, the only teams with cap space that are in the playoffs, that project to have, like, max cap space in the playoffs, are the Philadelphia 76ers, mm-hmm. whose GM is...
Daryl Morey.
And the Orlando Magic, who are the Orlando Magic.
Yeah. It's, you can, and obviously, like, sign trades exist. So, like, you could, in theory, work with the Lakers on something. If
the
you
the
to
Lakers,
get
who, by the way, basically let their team be run by LeBron's agency.
Yeah.
But here's where they draw the line.
Yeah, a couple things with this that are important to note. There are some new rules in the NBA that are in the collective bargaining agreement that are going to make these conversations interesting in the future. If you go above the second apron, they call it, in terms of how much money you have on your books, there's going to be new limitations in terms of trades. The team that's above the second apron is no longer allowed to send out cash in a deal. They are no longer to trade first-round picks that are more than 6 years into the future in a deal. And they cannot make any trades in which they take back more salary. So before, you could at least, like, you could get close to LeBron's contract in this hypothetical situation and take back more money. That's not going to be allowed anymore. So there are going to be certain teams, like, it's going to change the formula of potentially where these guys, when they demand trades, where they can even want to go to.
So, like, Golden State couldn't trade for LeBron.
Yes, basically. Exactly. Like, that is impossible now, basically, at this point. The other name I want to throw out there, because of the way he's talked about Alperen Şengün and the way he's talked about Jalen Green, you want to talk about guys wanting to come here, Paul George. It's just, it's the guy I'm looking at that I'm, if like, of like, who would want to come here, Paul George is the guy for me. Just, like, based on the way he's talked about the Rockets
playoff
core. I don't know if I want Paul George here. I like Paul George.
I don't know if I do or I don't. The Clippers are just weird.
It depends on the day.
You kind of had to trade Dylan Brooks to make it happen.
Oh, duh. Yeah.
I don't want that. I want to keep Dylan.
I really don't.
Dylan Brooks is just a more fun player than Paul
George. Yeah, Paul George, you have to deal with his podcast.
I'd be cool with the podcast. We'd get content. That's for sure.
That's true.
But, I mean, Dylan Brooks gives you, I'm going to kick someone in the nuts, like I'm Eric Cartman content.
We can ask someone else to do it.
Who?
Yeah, but it won't be the same.
Who, he's gonna Aaron
have to,
Holiday?
He's going to have to build up that reputation.
Can Cam Whitmore be that guy?
No.
Cam, I don't
Whitmore
want Cam
only
like
cares
that.
About one thing.
Can Amen Thompson be that guy?
No. He's a sweetheart.
Too important to get thrown out of games.
Steven Adams would just punch you in the face. He wouldn't go low.
Steve Adams is more bodyguard for when your guy's mouth off. He's not instigator. He doesn't start the fight, he finishes it.
He's got that New Zealand sense of honor.
Well, just whoever they get with like the 10th pick in the draft. Jay Sean Tate.
Just get a goon?
Yeah, just get a goon.
Just draft a goon.
Like, okay. We're not drafting. We are drafting someone to kick people in the nuts and replace Dylan Brooks.
Problem solved. Does Duke have anyone coming out this year?
I'm sure they do.
Yeah, the guy who injured his calf.
Oh, Filipowski or whatever? Yeah.
Not a culture fit.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Not a culture fit?
No.
Yeah.
We're looking to do that to other people.
Oh.
All right.
Yeah, we can't be flopping. Yeah,
yeah, he
may call him a soft-ass boy.
He has victim written across his forehead.
Victim.
All right, we will do the 10-minute drill next year on Galant and George on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
We're ready for some football, baby.
Dad, hush!
Tackling the biggest news in the NFL.
This just in.
With Paul Gallant and Joe George. The 10-minute drill starts now.
Football time. At the end of the segment here, we will give away a $25 gift card. Highway Cantina, our friends there, East Downtown, great place to watch the Astros or pregame or postgame.
The best place to watch the Astros. You think Minute Maid Park's a good place to watch the Astros? Wrong. Highway Cantina.
I had the beef fajita today.
Why did you only have one? Why didn't you have both?
I don't know. I just want it looked good. The steak looked good.
So did the chicken.
I know, but I had the chicken last time, so I just wanted to focus on.
So you like to have one meat at a time.
Yeah,
you don't like two meets
only one
at the
meet.
Same time?
Only one meet at a time.
Okay.
Yeah.
To each their own.
Just one meet at a time.
Some people like three meet at the same time.
It's true.
And that's what I had, because I had a little shrimp, ceviche,
yeah.
a little chicken, and a little beef.
So, Colin, give us your best Highway Cantina song.
Yeah, you have to sing it the same way I did at the very end of the segment.
Or better.
Right.
We'll give bonus points for creativity.
Could I be bribed? I don't know, but at the very least, you can't go wrong if you sing and if at some point you reference Jeremy Pena.
So we'll do that at the end of the segment. So get on hold now if you want to partake. When is the giveaway for Highway Cantina? We just said right now. Call in. What's going on in the NFL? Terry Fontenot, the Atlanta Falcons GM. I don't know if this guy's a genius or a dummy, Paul. I don't know. He's talking about the Kirk Cousins signing, and he's talking about how they don't want to force or reach for a quarterback. I
want to know if he's trolling, because Fontenot said that they drafted Michael Penix to avoid quarterback purgatory. Well, you sign a quarterback like Kirk Cousins to that contract because you think he's getting you out of that purgatory.
Yeah.
He's at least a top 12 quarterback. That is, let's be honest, offensive to Kirk Cousins to say that. But then when asked about not drafting a corner, quote, "We would have liked to add that position, but you don't want to force a reach or do something you shouldn't." Like, I don't know, drafting Michael Penix 8th overall?
It was hypocritical the way, like, talking about that.
So, I didn't see, Joe, the video. I didn't hear the audio. I just have this quote. A quote that a lot of people are taking and running with. And I'm sure that the reporter who tweeted it, I'm sure he knew what he was doing when he posted that. But I gotta say, this has to be trolling. Like, there's no way that you would do both of those things and then say, optimally, we will have Kirk Cousins here for 5 years. And we don't even see Penix until he's like 30.
Right.
He's trolling. And they stuck with the troll instead of hiring Bill Belichick.
I don't know what's going on here.
I don't either, man.
It really just, from the outside looking in, it looks like an organization that has two people running it very differently between the owner and the GM. Like, it looks like you have an owner who wanted Bill Belichick. He was vetoed by Terry Fontenot and others because they didn't want Bill Belichick to have control in the way that he would have control. So they pivoted to who they wanted. And my guess, that's all it is that the owner, Arthur Blank, wanted Kirk Cousins. And the GM disagreed. So he took a quarterback. So one of them will be right. Like, it's the only...
That makes more sense.
It's the only, like, logical explanation that, like, to hear people talk about his Achilles injury and they're not sure about him, then how is he under contract with you? Like, how are you not confident that he's going to be okay with his Achilles injury? I don't understand. Like, this is one of the most chaotic things I've seen.
I like how they went from a head coach that would troll fantasy football owners to now a GM who's trolling, I guess, just people with eyeballs.
Yeah.
About the NFL. Yeah. NFL fans who follow how things go. Yeah. This seems like a good way to run a team. Just hire trolls.
Yeah.
It's definitely fun.
So
for us. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sean, you're you're one of your UT guys.
What I do.
Xavier Worthy.
Yeah, what about him?
Went a little viral. Did you see the tour of him? Of him getting the tour of the Chiefs facility?
Yeah. Wasn't blown away.
Was he was not impressed.
He shouldn't be. I mean, how much better are Texas's facilities than what he had to see there in Kansas City?
A lot.
Miles better.
Yeah, like, a lot.
So much better.
I mean,
those looked ridiculous. Those looked like high school facilities.
Sean, I was about to say that. So when I was playing high school football at my high school, our locker rooms were terrible. But right after I graduated, 2 years later, they renovated the entire high school, including the locker room. The locker rooms that we have at my high school are on par with those Chiefs locker rooms. They're on par. So I'm not saying they're better, But for a high school, it's a rich, fancy private school in St. Petersburg, Florida. It's doing all right. And the Kansas City Chiefs are a multi-billion-dollar organization and have known about this issue for a couple of years. I mean, do they keep the locker rooms terrible to motivate the players to be angry?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like Jeff Bagwell said yesterday, like, embarrassment about the locker room leads to anger. Anger leads to victories. Is that why the Chiefs are in the midst of a dynasty? Because they play in, you know...
awful conditions.
Yeah, they play in, like, a Soviet Russian gym.
Yeah, keep you hungry. It's like they don't want to have what happened to Rocky III at the start of Rocky III happen.
Where he gets fat and happy.
Yeah, silk sheets. Yeah, no.
Robot that are going around the house.
Yeah, no
drinks.
Robot made at the Kansas City HQ.
All right, Bill Belichick, we mentioned this a little bit earlier, but he will be on the roast of Tom Brady. He's either going to be really, really good or really bad. I think it's going to be very good.
I'm curious if he'll be dry.
It's going to be so dry.
He is a good storyteller. I'm sure that there are some MF-er stories that he can share over 20 years of a relationship that he had with his quarterback, longer than the relationship Brady had with his eventual wife.
Yeah.
I'm sure there are some stories.
And then he'll be on. Are you going to watch him, depending on what time it is, of course, him with McAfee every week in the season? Yeah, I wish I could. I used to love
I don't want
show.
The other guys on that show. I want it to be just McAfee and Belichick. I don't need the other 12 people on that show.
You know, like A.J. Hawk, who's just staring at you like he's dead?
It's honestly a little unnecessary.
Weakened at A.J.'s?
Like, it's what it looks like.
We don't even, I mean...
The mullet guy asking Bill Belichick some chalk talk questions? Hey, Bill.
Boston Connor.
Yeah, what do you think about the...
I don't want to dump on the show too much. It's just...
What did I do wrong in my life?
I want more Belichick.
Not be friends with the punter?
Yeah.
Are they all friends with him?
No.
Most
of them are Barstool interns. Like, only like one or two of them are like friends.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah. They all like...
What a lottery.
Yeah.
What a lottery they hit.
Yeah, they all interned for him.
I interned here. Look at me now.
My cousin knows one of the guys on the show. He just... found it. He just did a free internship, and then like 3 years later, he got like a backpack with like $80,000 in it.
The biggest regret that I have about my career is that when Barstool was just in Boston, I only discovered it after interning at this really dumpy ESPN radio station in Boston that got destroyed basically right after I left. I spent a day cleaning the whole place at my internship because I was so embarrassed about how dirty it was. Ugh. So I chose this ESPN 890 internship that had one radio show with the local TV anchor who would show up hammered to do his radio show.
Awesome.
Right. So I chose that. And it was nice because I didn't have to pay the school for the internship. Because most internships in the media game, guys, guess what? You have to pay your school so that you can get school credit.
Oh, yeah.
Otherwise, they won't take you on. So you're paying to do a side job, essentially. So you better make the absolute most of it. But that summer, in retrospect, I wish I had interned at the, I don't know, headquarters of Barstool, which literally were one town over, a 15-minute drive from where I was.
Yeah, that's tough, Paul.
Yep.
That's tough.
Especially when I see some of the people that work there today.
A lot
of fatty boom batties.
All right, last call. We'll take a short break here. And as soon as we get back, Dave, you'll be up first.
So we're going to do the giveaway on the other side?
Yeah, we'll do the giveaway on the other side. Take a break here just because we got to go to break. We had a bunch of stuff to get to. So we'll get to it very – we'll take a short break here, just 2 minutes. When we get back, it will be time for our Highway Cantina giveaway. Your chance to win, $25 gift card. All you got to do is sing Paul's song. 713-780-3776. That's next year on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is Gallant and George.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now back to Paul and Joe inside the Veritex Community Bank Studios.
We're still waiting officially here from the Houston Astros about what the corresponding move will be with Joey Loprafito coming up. Some speculation that after what Joe Espada said, maybe we'll see Chaz McCormick go on the injured list. Maybe Jake Myers is a little banged up as well. Or Singleton, Kessinger could be cut, DFA'd, sent down at this point. The surprise and the one that everyone wants, it's not going to happen, is Jose Abreu. I mean, I guess there's still a small chance, like 1% chance that it's out there, I would say, at this point. But I would imagine that he is not that guy that goes down today. It would be a nice surprise. No offense to Jose Abreu. You get all your money still.
No offense to Jose Abreu, but we hope a former MVP goes down to the minors.
Yeah. Well, he just gets DFA'd.
We hope he gets DFA'd.
I mean, he still gets all of his money.
Yeah.
I'm not taking money from him.
Don't they have to pay it all right now, though?
Ooh, that's a good question.
I think it is. I think it changes when you have to pay.
Oh. It's a buyout? Right. I mean, what are you going to do? A payment plan with somebody that you fired?
Yeah. Well, no. Annuity? He still works for the Astros organization. You would just be in Sugarland.
Do you think
you could listen to him on ESPN 92.5 if he gets DFA.
Do you think Abreu will call J.G. Wentworth for a structured settlement because he needs cash now because the Astros won't pay it all? I just got DFA'd because I'm batting 69. Call J.G. Wentworth. We don't want to give Jose Abreu another dime.
I used to love those commercials. Speaking of singing.
They've helped thousands, they'll help you too. One small lump of cash they will send to you. It's the margaritas singing, guys.
It's the margaritas singing. Speaking of singing, it's time to give away a $25 gift card to Highway Cantina, the best place to go before an Astros game, after an Astros game, during an Astros game, or the Rockets. That season will be back before we know it. Highway Cantina, we're drinking some of the margs right now. The large marge, when we had it there last time, was one of my favorite things I've ever been given. It was pretty great.
What are your favorite things you've ever been given?
In terms of like free food drink.
A drink that you shared with... Oh, as far as...
You have a son.
Yeah. Drink. Oh. Yeah, you have a son.
I wasn't given him.
So you've confirmed had sex as well.
Yeah, but, I wasn't given him.
But,
wait, you earned him?
Sharing...
I caused him.
Sharing...
There's a difference
At some point a nurse handed... Here's your baby.
That's true.
Sharing a margarita...
I did get him first.
With three men. One of the greatest experiences of your life.
It was fun. I had a good time.
Listen, that's nothing against the large marge. The large marge is great.
No, one of my favorite free food or drink items I've ever gotten because they're so big.
Okay. Well, here he goes, walking it back. Backpedaling like Kamari Lassiter.
You're a great backpedaler, John.
I'm going to drop it at some point. If I'm like Kamari Lassiter, that's going to bounce right off my
hands. Ball skills.
No ball skills over here.
Hey, I mean, you don't have to have ball skills.
Good point. All right, let's go out first to Dave. Dave?
Dave, sing for your gift card.
You're on the clock.
Sing.
Yeah, what am I singing?
You can sing.
Highway Cantina song.
You got to sing the Highway Cantina song. Come on.
Go to the Highway Cantina.
That's pretty good.
To have watch the Astros and have margaritas.
Oh,
so go
rhyming.
To the Highway Cantina. Ole.
That's great.
Dave.
He even had a gleam of time at the end.
Put him on hold.
I think Dave won.
Dave wins. We don't need to call the other.
No,
sorry, John and Alex.
That was great.
We're going. Dave wins.
He put thought into that.
Wow.
He honestly added some creativity that I'm going to hijack going forward. I really thought about like the Highway Cantina margarita. There's a rhyme there.
There is.
There's a rhyme there.
Good for Dave.
So thank you, Dave. You just helped me make my commercial better.
I know.
That was good.
Good job, Dave. Congratulations.
See,
Dave.
We like it when people sing on the show.
It's fun.
We like to let people be artists.
Anything else we got so far? We got J.G. Wentworth. We got Highway Cantina song. Anything else you want to sing for us today? Any other commercials that stand out?
I mean, do you know what a really bad one that's stuck in my head? And I have no idea why. I feel like it's either from Astros games or some other games that I've been watching via Fubo TV. There's this, I don't even know the lyrics. It's like, it's Rebelsis.
I don't know that one.
I have no idea why, but it's like, time for Rebelsis. And then it has this like little jaunty guitar in the background. And like all the drug commercials in America these days, you know, it shows people sort of like dancing around, living their life. You know, like, I'm taking these drugs. And then it lists all the side effects. The side effects include spontaneous combustion, instant death, decapitation.
I always love those at the end when they just rattle off like 100 million things. And that's the end of the commercial. what can go wrong with you?
Nothing.
It's like when you do gambling ads, and if we had legal sports betting, we'd have to do this stuff and list all the things you have to call and whatnot.
Right at the end.
But speaking of that,
did you
see what is happening in the gambling world?
No, what's happening?
A referendum? I think we've jumped the shark. Dave and Buster's is going to allow customers to bet real money on arcade games. So, you and I and Sean could go to Dave and Buster's, and we could, through, an app, place a wager on a game of skee-ball, and we could bet on it. And that feels like a bad idea. Because you're going to be drinking already, and, this is all ego. Playing Papa Shot? How much you wager on a game of Papa Shot? I don't know how I feel about this.
They have to set limits, right?
They have to. You have to, try to, you kind of have to force people to be responsible here.
You can't spend more than $250 on side bets.
Yeah. Or it's, $10 per bet is, the max. But, what are they going to have? Dudes betting, two Gs on a... Game of Pop Shot.
My favorite, the best way to think about it is that they're still dads with their kids at Dave and Buster's, and they're betting on their kids, not betting on themselves.
Oh, that's true. That should be illegal.
What?
Can't bet on your child.
No, I think you should.
I think you're virtue signaling right now. Yeah, I don't believe you.
Oh, I'm a father. I would never. Yeah, no, if you know your kid's strengths and weaknesses, listen, if I could bet on my child and I know that he has some limitations as an athlete, which hard to believe, being my son and all, I would 100% bet against him from time to time.
Joe is 2 years away from betting overs on T-ball.
You should bet unders. You should bet the under on your son. No. Feel I was motivating you the whole time.
What's the over in a T-ball game? 80 and a half?
Because they don't keep score.
That's a good point.
Kids these days? This generation?
I feel like, don't they make every kid bat? The one game I would never bet on, though, if I was at Dave, the football one, where there's the three holes and the guys that pop out at you, that game's hard.
That one is, yes.
That game's challenging. I wouldn't want to wager on that one.
I'm trying to think what the last arcade game I've played that I'd want to wager in.
You should be able to NFL wager on, the NASCAR machines that they have.
No, that would be fun.
They're frustratingly unresponsive. I can't do that.
Fair.
Now that I've actually had a taste of real go-karts, I don't think I can ever do the video game version again.
Ever?
Dude, I'm telling you, I did the go-karts over at Andretti's and Katy once. Oh, my God. It was
I haven't been there yet. I've heard
twice.
It's awesome.
I was beyond exhilarated. I've never... Honestly, I feel like I wish I had done... street racing as a kid or something like that. And I don't mean doing the drag racing. I mean doing actual driving in a car and learning how to drive
karting
stick and stuff. Yeah. Yes. Honestly, I put one effort into learning how to drive stick and I hated it so much. And I was like, this sucks. I'm not even going to drive. Cause I could have driven my, uncle's Ford Ranger, pickup truck, which is an old thing. And he was just going to give it to me. And me being a spoiled little bastard, I was like, I don't like parking with it. So me, like an idiot, had to wait 2 extra years for a car. Luckily, my parents spoiled me. But I wish I'd learned to drive stick, and I wish that I had done racing. Because I'm telling you, I've never... It sucked that the race was only 2 minutes. I've never felt that kind of rush doing anything before.
Interesting.
It was awesome.
Air hockey also would be fun to bet on.
Air hockey, huh?
That's air hockey would be fun.
That one's frustrating too.
But there's
unwritten rules to air hockey.
Yeah,
this is where I turn into Brian McCann. There's some people they
do the thing where they put the little pusher in front of the goal slot.
Yeah,
and they don't move it.
Yeah,
and if you put it in the right spot, it is literally impossible for that saucer sized puck to get.
So you kind of have to scout who you're playing against.
Again, sure unwritten rules. Opponent. There's unwritten rules.
Yeah. You have to make sure you're playing a quality opponent before you start gambling on it. Just to make sure.
At first I thought it was you're betting Dave and Buster's credits on this.
Me too.
Like, which would make sense.
Yeah, because it keeps you there.
Yeah, exactly. They already have a virtual currency that they're using.
Yes.
And so if you're just sharing the virtual currency or betting the virtual currency, that's okay because you're not – I guess you're indirectly paying money for it. But you're not literally like having to throw down your Chase account to bet on, I don't know, playing the Jurassic Park game. I know you probably can't bet on that one. That one's single player.
I mean – can you bet on the – I'd want to bet on the single-player games, too.
Over-under your high score?
Yeah, like your point total.
I was wondering how that would work. Okay.
Four and a half thousand?
I think I can get over 3,000 points.
On
a game. I don't know. On, like, the Resident Evil shooter game. Be like, I think I can get over 3,000 – I can kill 50 zombies. Over.
Here's the thing, though.
Here's $50, Dave.
Yeah.
I wonder if you bet if it would up the difficulty level. They probably have the ability to do that in some way.
Oh, sure they do.
Right?
Dave Russ's is already kind of a casino for children. Now so they're just full-on casinos.
Go from casino to carnival, where everything's a ripoff.
I just, what a world we're living in that we're leading into this. I guess I'm not, we shouldn't be surprised, but at the same time,
it's a tough time to be a gambling addict. I'll say that. Yeah, it's got to be a tough time to be a gambling addict.
I feel like,
are you projecting here?
No,
are you speaking for yourself?
I would never, ever do this.
Well, I would hope so. You have a wife and a child.
Never.
You'd
do it once.
If I was doing the basketball game and I was next to the most unathletic person in the world and they bet me $50. And I watched their jump shot, and it was real broke.
You scouted them.
Yeah. And I scouted them, then yes.
Just standing next to Amin Thompson.
But I just couldn't.
Damn, you have done yourself in basketball?
Huh?
What if the person had a terrible shot, but they were bigger than you?
That's fine.
No, it's just a jump shooting.
Jump shooting. I thought you meant one-on-one. Okay.
No, just the papa shot.
Papa shot. Yeah, I hate papa shot. It is so frustrating.
It is. There's a strategy.
I know.
Backboard and in every time.
I've seen that. My strategy is just shoot as many balls as I possibly can.
Quick as possible.
So I'm basically flicking it like this.
Yeah, just floaters.
Yeah.
You got to make sure.
I hate it, though.
If you're gambling on Papa Shot at Dave & Buster's, you got to make sure you find the one with the most basketballs. Give yourself the most opportunity. you don't want to wager on it. There's like two balls in there.
Yeah.
And you're in a bad spot.
Also, imagine the ringers that would come in.
Dude.
Have you seen those guys that do the Papa Shot on Jimmy Kimmel or whatever? And
yeah,
he makes 200 of them in a minute? Yeah. That watch out for that guy.
Yeah,
that guy will take your house.
It's not good. All right. We've talked a lot about the Texans secondary. And I think the general consensus is that if the Texans are not going to go deep in the playoffs this year, it's going to be their fault if there's no – taking injuries out of the equation. Is the defensive line – good enough to carry this secondary? We'll get into that next year in Glott and George on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.